The Hispanic Arts Initiative provides platforms for Latino visual and performing artists, raising awareness about Latino culture and our fast-changing social demographics. The organization's signature event is the annual Latino Visual Artists Exhibit. Punto de Vista, Latino Perspectives, opens this Friday at the Wombo Carlisle Gallery of the Milton Road Center for the Arts. Hispanic Arts Initiative Executive Director Maria Sanchez Bodhi spoke with me recently about the exhibition, and I began by asking her how the HAI goes about enhancing cultural inclusion here in the Triad.
One of the things that we've done is the first three program categories that we implement are all done in collaboration with established organizations and institutions. So it's a way for those organizations, by partnering with us, to, in a very cost-effective way, begin to bring cultural diversity to their program. If we try to do it alone by just through our own programs, we're not able to reach as many audience members as you can when you actually partner with an organization. So really, the number of people you can reach is almost limitless.
I imagine for a lot of people who are new to Latino culture, mm-hmm. being affiliated with an organization with whom they're very familiar would be a nice way of folding the
hand
through.
Exactly. It also lets the organization draw different audience members. So it actually helps their bottom line as well, because there are people who maybe would not have gone to that particular event, but now they're going because they like the theme. It's something new. So whether you're Latino or not, it appeals to a wider audience.
We keep using this word Latino, and you hinted that it expresses a whole world of people, different cultures, different
right.
expression. One very successful night might be an evening of Argentinian tango,
yes.
and another one might be Mexican mariachi music.
Exactly, and we've done that, actually. We just did a program for the Second Harvest Food Bank for one of their annual banquet, and I wanted to show the extremes because Latino culture embodies different cultural influences, not only the European, but obviously the African influence and the indigenous influence. So we hired a group of dancers from Baile Folclórico Guadalupano out of Greensboro, and they actually dance Mexican folkloric dances, which highlight indigenous influence. Then we brought in Dieta Karina Tree out of Charlotte and an exhibition dancer, Jubelin Ramirez, and she actually danced. So what they did reflects music from the Caribbean, where the African influence is much more prevalent. So it shows the two extremes.
What can we expect at the Latino Visual Artists Exhibit Series this year?
It has grown from last year. Last year we had 15 artists exhibiting. This year we have 20. Artists are coming, again, from all over North Carolina. So we have people from not only our immediate area, but also from Raleigh, Charlotte, Fayetteville, the coast, the mountains, you know, Asheville, from everywhere. And they also represent many countries, such as Cuba, Puerto Rico, Chile, Dominican Republic, and, you know, so on and so on. So we also, in our reception, try to create a cultural immersion experience for non-Latino guests. So we combine the visual arts with the performing arts. So we will also have live music at the reception. We've invited a Colombian harp player from Raleigh, and a local percussionist from Puerto Rico, and they're going to be providing the live music. And then we have contracted Do Mexique Catering to provide Latino food. So you're combining the visual arts, performing arts, and Latino cuisine. And hopefully when people enter the space, they're transported into a different culture, because Latinos on that night are the majority in that space. And so it brings a different energy to the reception.
Listo. Vamos a bailar.
Yes, definitely. Definitely.
Hispanic Arts Initiative Executive Director Maria Sanchez Bodhi. The opening reception for Latino Visual Artists Exhibit 2014 is this Friday night, January 10th, from 6 to 8:30 in the Womble Carlisle Gallery of the Milton Road Center for the Arts in Winston-Salem. Punto de Vista, Latino Perspectives, invites you to experience the diversity of Latin American culture as expressed by 30 North Carolina artists accompanied by Latino musicians, dancers, and cuisine. You'll find links to more information at wfdd.org and click on Triad Arts. For WFDD, I'm David Ford.